To order the Safe Health Area Architectural Conservation District Commission public hearing to order at 5:15 on December 15th. Commissioners present are Barbara Winterholm, Susan Trowbridge, Francois Elise. I just lost my.
Oops, sorry about that. I think that's it. I don't think Doug's here yet.
Hold on.
Oh, there he is. Doug's here.
Okay, let me shrink you down and get my...
Oh, sorry about that. That may have been me.
So the agenda came up. Should that have happened?
Yes.
And the spaces have gotten small?
Yep.
Okay.
Hold on. I lost my... Okay, I got it back. And Doug Miller. Today, the commission will be holding a public hearing to review applications in accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the June 16, 2021 legislation extending the suspension of these provisions until April of 2022, we are conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the St. Botolph Area Architectural Conservation Commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing.
Okay, so the first application that we have up is application number 22.0202, which is 119 St. Botolph Street. Greg, are you here?
Yes, I am here.
Okay. So, Greg, I have the presentation up here on the screen, the updated model that you gave me. So just let me know when you'd like me to advance the slides, and then we'll go back to the commission. We'll take public comment, and that should wrap it up.
Sure. And I have, Nick, my architect is on here as well. If there's
Perfect.
Any questions that I can't answer, he can kind of walk Perfect. Through some of those details.
Go for it.
Okay, very good. So the project, the building is a five-story building with four levels and then one garden level. The proposed plans call for rear back decks on all four. Sorry, I was I'm off the Zoom here. Let me see. Is my video not showing up?
I'm not seeing your video, Greg.
But the presentation is.
Yeah, I'm just, okay, here we go. Now I can see the presentation. Sorry about that. Okay, so so the plans call for rear back decks as well as a fifth story addition. So it's an extension of the existing head house to create a master bedroom for the top story, which would have a deck on either side of it. That's kind of the biggest part of the proposal, the one that we spent the most time on. We'd actually had a completely different design to begin with until we realized that the street line views were a little bit different where we are on St. Botolph than the rest of the street because we're perpendicular to Durham Street. So there's a whole another sight line that we had to account for, which we went back and adjusted the plan so that the extension to the head house or the penthouse level there would be out of sight from Durham Street. That was what we had met with Nick about over there, kind of gave the sight line visual to him. Right here, it's on the plan. Brian, are you here? Do you want to hop
in? Yeah, yeah. What we did was have someone stand down at the opposite end of Durham. And we both had phones, and we had a line of yellow tape from the parapet, the front parapet, up until the person on the street could not see it anymore next to the existing head house. We marked that and then went back a few inches and then did a slope up for the roof, as you can see in the upper diagram on these elevations. And then we did the same thing on the in the alley, did a sight line up so we would not be able to see the eave of the back portion of this addition. And so that's in place right now for construction. And then when we get to that point in construction, we'll hold a coordination meeting and basically build a mock-up, you know, a small mock-up to make sure that when they're framing it, that they're going to frame that roof underneath that sight line. So that's where we are right now.
Thanks, Brad.
Any questions?
None right now, but we can circle back if some other questions come up. Yep.
Great. And then kind of continue forward. I think I should just preface to begin with. I just found out right before this meeting that I have COVID. So if I seem like I'm unprepared, I promise you I was. I'm just moving a little bit slower tonight.
Oh. Sorry to hear that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. All right. So on to the next part. So the Brian, do you mind going over kind of the what we've done to the front of the building to, I guess I can preface it by saying, you know, we're kind of taking a lot of steps to try to bring the building back to the original, to a lot of the original features and make it match the buildings next door. A lot of them, we actually got suggestions from Landmarks on what the building actually looked like before, so we can kind of make those changes. You know, we're resizing the windows on the first floor to match the rest of the neighborhood. We're removing, you can't see it in this picture, but there's a second entrance into the first level on the left side of the building. Right here. So we're getting rid of that, resizing these windows on the bottom level as well. And then we're going to put stained glass up here to match the other houses as well. And then I'm not 100% sure what this line is here called, but we're going to be bringing, this is kind of mishmash, it's in different places, but that's going to come up and match all the way around.
Yeah, we're going to bring the window sills up to where they originally were along the corner, that detail line, and where they match the rest of the neighborhood.
And gents, are you going to be doing anything with the, I believe it's a copper, the roof up top? Is anything being done with the copper roof at all?
It's in pretty good shape.
Good.
It doesn't leak. And copper, you know, lasts hundreds of years. So it's probably in great shape, and we don't plan to do anything with it. On the back is just a membrane, black, you know, rubber roof, which we'll probably re-roof. Because there's space for a loft up there inside there above the living space. So we're going to create a little, you know, library or something that will have windows facing the back. As you can see, yeah, they're in that section right there.
Aside from first and ground windows, are you replacing any other windows in the building?
Yes, all the windows will be replaced.
Okay.
Yeah, so all the windows in the front are going to be replaced in like kind, besides those ones that don't match. And then on the back, we're proposing pretty significant changes. You know, we felt because, you know, this is like an almost 68-foot long building with windows on only two sides, we wanted to try to maximize the light on the rear side, if possible, with a lot of windows and some window curtains.
Basically floor to ceiling windows, get as much light as we can.
And Greg and Brian, real quick. The visibility of the rear, it's only minimal from, I believe, is it Cumberland Street that's right there? It's only that little slot break on the street wall. Is that correct?
I'm not even sure if you're talking about a side street.
Yeah, when looking back in the alley. Yeah.
I don't think it's view. It's visible from the side street.
Great.
We don't have any pictures or anything, but
yeah, it's smack in the middle of the block, so yeah. I can't imagine that it would be visible either from Cumberland or West Newton.
Great. Okay. Any other comments from the applicants?
I had a question.
Go for it.
I do have a question.
Yep, go for it.
In terms of the windows, what is the material and the color of frame?
Brian, what's the material? Is it
probably aluminum?
It'll be black.
Black aluminum, and then
and those are appropriate for this building, Francois. And then, guys, one more question. The front garden rail, since you'll be removing that that metal staircase, will you just be maintaining the pipe fencing or any plans to change that? I don't think we discussed this.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Greg.
Well, we want to replace that, especially the one that's existing. If the style can be replaced, I mean, I assume that.
Yeah.
It's not the suggested style.
Right.
What is Nick? Could do.
Oh, so sorry.
No problem.
So you just have to look next door to the neighbors. Yeah. which is the exact style that the neighborhood typically approves.
Perfect. Yeah. So we'll do exactly that.
And I don't see that on the drawing. So if you guys could just submit updated drawings for that fence when that does come, that'd be great.
All right. We can do that.
Cool. All right. So at this point, let's turn it over to the commissioners for questions. Commissioners, any questions in regards to this project? I guess we should start at the bottom, regarding the front garden area, the removal of this non-historic black steps, the raising of the windows to their original proportions. Any concerns or thoughts about those?
I think it will be an improvement.
Agreed. And then, talking with the developer, he has agreed to put some stained glass windows in there. So you're okay with that? And
do we have designs or is it too early for that on stained glass?
I think
we don't have anything designed yet. I guess we would just match, try and get as close to what's in the neighborhood. Next door, the two properties next door, but we don't have anybody on board right now as far as who will create that.
Okay,
but I guess we could submit something for approval beforehand, right?
That's correct. Yeah, the approval can be contingent on reviewing those the stained glass plans. Yeah, so that's cool too.
All right,
Nick, I have a question.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
The doorway in the front that goes down to the basement goes to a utility area, it looks like. Would trash be stashed there, or would people keep their trash in their apartments and then take it down the back stairs on trash pickup day?
Correct. Yeah, they take it out on trash pickup day. That's okay, strictly utility.
Okay, because we've had a problem in the neighborhood where people who don't have an exit off the back of their building are taking their trash out the front and then just dumping it.
That'll be in the condo docs that trash cannot be stored in front of the building.
Okay.
And then how do we feel about, we certainly will need to set up a roof deck or a mock-up to ensure that the new penthouse is not visible. I think as a commission, you've kind of established the fact that it's really these St. Botolph Street views and then any of the side street views that we're specifically concerned about in terms of visibility of additions. how do we feel about that proposal there?
So regarding that, like how far are we going all the way back down to Durham towards the Southwest corridor for these view lines, or where's
yeah, all the way to the park.
Okay. And you know, I think it would be appropriate to have a mock-up built to make sure it's the right height.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And what about the front door? Is anything happening with the front door of the building?
Yeah, the front door will be replaced. Let me see.
I don't know about replacing, because that looks like an original door.
Repaired, yep.
Okay.
I'm just trying to pull up the plans on my own.
And then, so the metal stairs on the left side are being removed, and that door is being changed to a window?
Yep, exactly.
And then downstairs is presumably turned into living space with some sort of what's exactly happening down yep.
Right.
Is that still going to be a door accessing it down there?
No. So the only way to get down there you'll walk right up the same front steps as everybody else. Okay. And then it'll have a back egress out to the back.
So basically the front's all windows except for the front door.
No, there'd be a door for to access the utilities.
The common utility on the right.
Okay, so that lower door on the right side of the bow would remain?
Exactly.
Okay. And is that staying same in style, or is that changing at all?
Nick had recommended.
Right now it's a glass window, a glass door, and we probably don't want any glass on it. It'll just be a single panel exterior door with no glass.
So the door that you have proposed on here looks like it's a all glass front door. I don't know if you can see it right
that
here.
That would just be a single panel, you know, all opaque material. It might have, trim around just to give it some character. That's about it. But there would be no glass.
Okay. I think the idea would be to match the dimensions of the window on the other side. And then.
Well, that's just that it looks smaller because it's on a curve, right? The door will be filling in the original opening. So it'll be the same width, maybe right. But I'll have a sill.
Yeah. So I just want to kind of point something out. Let me just show you what I mean here. Typically speaking, because I don't think these levels there normally would not be an entrance here originally. But so what we'll want to do is, let me just show you. As long as the commission is okay with that, let's see. How do I draw? Okay. So you have the two windows here, but this window or this door should match the dimension. So up here should look like.
Oh, I see.
Do you see what I mean?
So it's going to look like a window.
Yeah. So it should match the datum line. So this can be a glass panel, and then everything below would be like a simple wood door. So that would probably be something that would be acceptable. Just a very simple, straightforward door that doesn't really detract from the original architecture.
Okay.
Except if it's a glass panel, you're going to be looking in on utility stuff. That's not going to be something you're going to want to be looking in on.
True.
It's actually around the corner.
It's around the bed. So you'll see a wall through there.
You'll see a wall there.
All right, so we can commissioners, are you okay with that recommendation that I made for that door?
Yep.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So I think, Barb, if you want to go to public comment, if there are no more questions, just read the public comment blurb and we'll take some comments.
Okay.
Sure. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing.
Gotcha. Okay. I don't see any hands up, but I know Lee's in here. Lee, did you have any comments or concerns?
I do. You'll forgive me. I've never figured out how to raise my hand.
That's okay. That's why I saw you.
We and the other members of the ARC Review Committee, including Joan Robinson, neighborhood president, SBNA president, met with Greg for about an hour yesterday and went through these plans, which Nick, thank you for sending them to me. It was very, very helpful getting us prepared. And we went through the whole building, front and rear. And I think our conclusion is we're really excited about restoring this rather prominent and large building to its kind of original historic character. So we are very grateful both for Landmarks, Nick and the commission, as well as Greg and his team to their sensitivity in terms of how this gets designed, because this is a very prominent structure and in vast need of repair and renovation. As to the sight lines, we're also very appreciative of the developer and Landmarks sensitivity to the sight lines for the penthouse. As a point of encouragement, I walked all the way to, it was a sunny day yesterday, walked all the way to the end of Durham Street at the corridor. And the only thing you can see on the top of that roof is the very peak of the skylight that's on top of the existing head hut. So I think with confidence, the commission, Landmarks, and Greg's agreement to manage the street visibility of the penthouse is gonna work out, it's gonna work out well. And I think the neighborhood will be very pleased. Also, I want to thank Nick and Greg and the commission for encouraging the developer to put new stained glass transoms on the first floor. This being historically called Stained Glass Row in Boston, the St. Botolph area, adding the stained glass back, I think is a very accommodating move on the part of the developer, and also bespeaks Landmark sensitivity to this kind of important feature. So we're excited. We are quite supportive of the project as proposed, and wish the developer all the best as they proceed, and think it's going to be a great addition.
Great. All right, Lee. Well, Greg, I don't think
thank you very much, Lee.
I don't think you can get that any better than that. So.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
No, seriously, this is very exciting. This building sits right in the middle of the neighborhood and is in desperate need of restoration. And this looks like a great plan.
Terrific.
I second that. I'm excited for this.
Awesome. Great. All right. I do not see any other public comments in here, so I believe we can go ahead and close the public comment portion of this application. Commissioners, any other discussion before I request a motion? No?
Nope.
Does someone want to take a venture and form a motion?
We've got a lot of line items in this motion.
Yes.
Now.
Right.
Yeah, I got them listed out if anyone needs me to list them out.
Yeah. Is it possible for you to list them out and then us to say yes to that motion?
Is it your staff recommendations, right, Nick?
It's essentially, but I think I have to add in that fence comment and then the lower door. So I can read them now. So the motion would be to approve the application with the provisos that the garden level fence detail are remanded to staff for final approval, that the stained glass windows, the final design plan is submitted to staff for final approval, that a mock-up of the penthouse must be set up when the time comes, and that mock-up must not be visible from anywhere on St. Botolph Street or Durham Street, and that the lower door window or the lower door will mimic the proportions of a window with a solid base. And I believe that is it. Yeah, all other items are approved as submitted.
Including restoring, not replacing the front door.
Correct, yes. So does anyone accept that as a first motion?
I'll make a motion to do that.
Okay, and is there a second?
I second.
Okay, and then Barb, if you just want to do a roll call.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
All right, that's motion passes. So Greg, you're all set. This application is approved. I'll get you your approval letter shortly. And then whenever you guys are ready, just have them send, have your architect send over those revisions and we'll get you the final approval, okay?
Excellent. Thank you so much, everybody.
All right, Greg, feel better.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
Have a great night.
All right, take care. All right. All right, Barbara, so do you want to read the next application, which I can bring it up, which is 20 Cumberland Street?
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me just pull it up.
It's application 22.0613SB.
Okay, the next application is for 20 Cumberland Street. The proposed work is a pointing of the bricks and restoration and replacement of lintels, lintel sills and associated architectural details of the existing facade at 20 Cumberland.
Great. So just real quick, I just wanted to point out the reason why this is on a design review rather than the administrative review. So with this this building, it has what's called rock edges or raw edges. And I just want to make sure that that the applicant understands that that raw edge needs to be maintained when they're replacing these stones. So I'll bring that up. Do we have a representative for this project?
Me, Adrian Kimball, the property owner.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So if you just want to explain what's going on there and then and indicate whether you're going to be replacing the stone or reshaping it or, you know, whatever that you plan on doing there.
I wish to heck my contractor, Sid Sibley, was on right now because I'm not exactly sure about the details, but as I understand it and for what I've been quoted, I'm paying for, I am restoring the front of the building to look replicate exactly what was built back in the 1800s. So as I understand it, my brownstone, some of it, and I call it reticulated. What do you call it, the terminology?
It's a raw edge, a rusticated edge, or yes, a rock edge. Yeah, okay.
Rusticated. It can be called any of those. I thought it was reticulated, but thank you for the terminology. So some of my rusticated edges have been smoothed out prior, historically, the prior owners. And the other ones are failing, you know, they're just flaking away because it's brownstone. And so as I understand it, it's the one to the right, the door to the right. Yep. And some of them are kind of smooth. If you look over to the right next to number 22 on the right side, they've been smoothed out over time. And so we're going to do whatever is required to restore it to what was original. That's you know, we're just going to follow your guidelines and I'm getting quotes for lots of money for what it's going to take. So they're going to have to cut out some of the stone and then have new stuff recast to replicate what would have been there because the brownstone is failing. So that's my understanding of what I'm paying for. And I wish to heck my contractor was on because I asked him to be on, but he's not here. But that's the goal. My objective is just to do what you guys want in keeping with Landmarks and get the building back to what it should have been.
Excellent.
Well, and I hope that's the application. I didn't even see the application. So
It's
kind of in the dark.
It's quite all right. We just wanted for someone to appear and just kind of explain that situation, because we want to make sure that we get this right for this building, because you have a beautiful property. We just want to make sure that the details are done right. So
I get it. I'm a landmarks lover, so I get it. I'm not happy I have to pay so much, but I get it.
We appreciate your support. So, so commissioners, that's basically why we have the applicant here this evening. So, you know, if you have questions, by all means, but not much to discuss. I just wanted it to be on record that that's what we want done. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in. That's great. Thank you very much. I'm in.
So if someone wants to just go ahead and make a motion,
do I need to do the public comments?
Barb, you're one step ahead of me. Thank you for correcting me. So yes.
Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing.
Great. I don't see any hands raised, but Lee, any questions?
No, is my mic still on?
It's still on, yep.
We trust both landmarks, and Adrian is a neighbor, a good neighbor, and we fully trust both landmarks and Adrian and her contractor will come up with an approach that's historically accurate and will be an enhancement to what is a very, very fine building right now.
Great. Thanks so much. All right. I don't see any other... I don't see any other hands up, so we can go ahead and close the public comment portion. Commissioners, discussion or a motion?
I motion to approve.
I second.
Perfect. Okay, you want to take a roll call?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion approved.
Perfect. Okay, thank you so much for coming tonight, Adrian. You're all set. I'll get your approval letter out shortly, okay?
I thank you all. The work will not start until the spring at this point. So any issues between now and then, I'm happy to accommodate.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you all. Thank you. For what you do. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Some positive affirmation there for the commissioners.
Yes.
All right. Okay. And then our last application for the evening is 9 Harcourt, which is 22.0644 SB. Do we have a representative for the this project?
Yes, Lily Deftan.
Hi, Lily. Thank you for getting in touch here, and thank you for your email earlier. So, if you just want to explain to the situation, the project to the commissioners, and we can go from there.
So, the project really isn't an infrastructure change; it's more for signage. So currently we don't have any signage representation of H&H. So I'm with the Handel and Haydn Society, and we've been at the location for slightly over 5 years. And for the first time, we're hoping to put some kind of branding on our windows, at least half of our windows, not covering the whole thing, because we do enjoy sunlight coming in. I think in the proposal, so this is on the left side of the building, of the main door or of the entryway door for us. And if you could scroll down to the proposal itself, this is what it currently looks like. That's our main door. And that's the only signage you see of here's where H&H is. So it's kind of hard to, it's really easy to miss us. And it's hard to identify, oh, this is where we are located. And we've been there for 5 years and we've had this feedback for the 5 years that we've been there. Nick, if you want to bring the proposal itself with the mock-up.
Okay, so let me just bring that up here. Okay.
So this is my first time submitting to the commission. So I was like, where do I upload things?
Well, this is a new program for us, so I appreciate the feedback. I'll make those adjustments there. Let me just get this downloaded. Okay.
Sorry, it's quite a big file.
Yeah. All right, so new share. There we go.
So as you saw previously, these are the photos of who we are and what we represent, right? Our orchestra, our chorus, our education program, as well as showcasing like us performing. The third slide really is what we hope to do. Mind you, they're not going to be that bright. It's going to be kind of like a film that goes on the window. And it's similar to like the window treatment of like the fog, the smoke, just to obscure some of the visuals. So that's the kind of texture we'll have. It's a film, so it's not glass. And if it is broken, we will replace it with mm-hmm. the same kind of material that's part of the infrastructure. But that's really the proposal. It's just having some branding signage that says, this is who we are, H&H, and this is where we're located.
So it's going to be that kind of perforated signage film,
yes.
right? That you can see through from when you're on the inside of the building, you'll be able to see yes. completely through it. On the exterior, though, is when you'll see the imagery of what you're proposing there.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what we're hoping to do, yes.
Okay. And the reason, are there also privacy concerns? Why is it, it looks like you're proposing to cover about 50% of the window. Typically speaking with signage in historic districts, it's a maximum of 20% of the window covering. Mm-hmm. Is there any concerns about privacy or anything? Is that why it's covering so much of the window? Or?
Yeah, so those are office spaces where people are sitting and facing and specifically the windows to the right of our entryway, we have development staff, I guess, sitting there with basically confidential donor information and whatnot and planning. So that's why we're trying to keep that 50% because that's really at eye level. Mm-hmm. We currently have it like fogged halfway through anyways. So we're not really covering anything. And that's what I mean by we're not doing the maximum of the window just to allow sunlight coming in. This is really what we're hoping to do. Provide some privacy because those are office spaces. People do sit there and computers do face the window.
Got it. Okay. All right. And I believe that's, so here's the last one.
Yeah.
So how much lighter would you say the graphics are approximately? Because these they're very, it's a very big contrast here in terms of what's there
yes.
now.
So I would say it'd be between 25% to 30%, like resolution wise, not this bright. This is, let's call this 100%, mm-hmm. and it would be reduced by more than 50%. Okay.
And is there we'd like to keep these up for the duration of while you're occupying the space, or is it temporary? What's the time frame you plan on keeping these up, just for the entire time you're there? Or
so I would hope to be able to have signage similar to this format for the duration of us being there, mm-hmm. but I would like to change the image from time to time if that's possible.
You would have to apply for it each instance.
Okay.
So that is possible if the commission approves this. Okay. But yes. All right.
I have a question.
Go for it.
So did you get any consultation on the size and the images and the colors? Prior to putting your brand signage together?
Yeah, well, as in like for the commission or as part of our brand?
Part of a historic district. Let me say this. I have attended two shows already this year and I love society, but this is very commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And
so what about So, I mean, there are other options that we can follow, Francois. What about if, you know, they could redesign the sign so that it has the branding of the company on it? So I do see that there's the H&H at the bottom.
Yes.
You know, there's the possibility that they could, you know, expand on that. So keep the H&H and then put the full name of the company.
I'm not here to say what should be done. I'm just saying what my impression is. And if it was in a theater district, maybe, but those are my thoughts, and I'd like to hear from everybody else.
I agree, Francois. It's tough to judge on because I recognize like a good cause. That I would personally want to support. I think though, like from a historic point of view, I have some issues with the design. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, I would be all for allowing something that like identifies the business being there.
Mm-hmm.
I think a logo, a full name, you know, maybe even something written that talks about what you do, depending on like the character length might be appropriate. And to provide that privacy, perhaps just like a frosted glass, you know, to take up that 20%, you know, however high we decided should go, and then provide some logos behind there, you know, I would like to find something, a good balance where we could make something that look historically appropriate while also achieving your goals to make mm-hmm. sure business is known and in there because we do support that.
So what about a sign like that's similar in size, but is, you know, primarily like a watermark logo? Like, so you have the H&H and then maybe underneath H&H you have the full name of the company, and you know, did something like that where the watermark is the actual logo, but then the rest of the glass is frosted. You know, something like that.
So we currently have half of the glass frosted already. Yeah. So we currently have half of the glass, like where you're seeing the pictures now, the photos now, it's frosted already. So we're just replacing filming over the frost with some images. I can understand that some of the images do seem a little commercial, especially the one with the concertmaster playing with her violin. But historically, the chorus has, I think the choral pieces have been in the South End for a while now, right? Like we started performing at Symphony Hall in the 1900s when it first opened. So I think H&H is part of that artistic cultural history.
So this is Sapintal Historic District, but maybe getting some consultation on, so I just got from you that you feel the choral piece is historic in itself because of the history of the organization, the work, and where the work has been performed.
So I think, Francois, I think what you're saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that you certainly want them to celebrate their existence in the district, but we think we can do it at in a more sensitive way to the architecture of the street. Does that sound correct?
Yes. Okay. Yes, and yes, and I wouldn't know how to do that.
And so I agree with Doug. I think the images as they are now are just, you know, are going to stand out, not just in the design, but in the uniqueness in that there's nothing else like it in the neighborhood. And I understand your desire to showcase what you do, and having walked by there, you are hard to see.
Right.
And, you know, I understand the need for privacy, and you already have the windows half frosted. I wonder if there's a way to compromise between doing nothing and doing this, if there was a way to maybe turn the images black and white and have them really fade into the frosting so they're not as vivid as they are now.
I'm not proposing that it would be as vivid as it is on the mock-up. I'm like, we can definitely soften a little bit. I can go back and see, like, okay, maybe black and white can work. Even on a grayscale, that could work too, if that would make it a little bit more subdued, not as vibrant.
I think part of the difficulty is what we're seeing is the as you said, like 100% saturation.
Right.
So when you're saying, but in reality, it's only going to be, you know, a third of that. Right. We don't have that visual. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to say, sure, go ahead, because we don't know what it is we'd be approving.
Okay.
I agree, Barb. And I think that I would definitely be interested in looking at something that was black and white or grayscale, and really opaque, like 20-35%-ish. So I'm not opposed to you keeping the little graphic like below with the H&H bold. That's okay with me. If the rest of it behind it is kind of blending in, like dare I say, like almost like you look at it and you're like, oh, that's cool. Versus, you know, like really just like right now it's in our face.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
like
so
an etching.
It's hard to know, like, without, it's not my background to be able to know like what percent opacity we need to like make it look right.
I'm thinking like, you know, almost looking like it was etched into the glass. When you walk by there, you see cool. something. So you notice that there's something there, but it doesn't just hit you over the head.
So just for my clarification, you are okay with the purple band with our head logo?
Mm-hmm. No, gray.
Okay.
I prefer not be purple.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm okay with that being more bold though. Like if you know, on grayscale.
Okay.
And also, as Doug said, maybe just a little more information, like since X number of years you were in existence, or
you mean like an established date?
Yeah. I mean, yes. And I might also say, I definitely would like to see how the people, the boldness of the people, and believe me, I respect that and I like that, appear in the like 20%. But
okay.
And see, I'm not a design person, but even maybe the period instrument, just pictures of the period instruments or the choral book.
Yeah.
I don't know, but
I'm happy to go back and have our design. I'm not a design person myself.
Yeah.
I will talk to our design person and see what they can come up with. But just I'm just glad that you're open to having some signage. So that's a win for me.
The one thing I just want to point out there,
more like graphic art versus like human art.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
We could
kind of graphically show orchestra versus pictures.
We have paired instruments. We also have pictures of our program books. We also have, you know, like archived pictures of our program book, so we can use something of a historical nature and have it be part of the display. But I would like to go back and talk to our designer and see what we could mock up for you for to review again. And again, I'm just happy you're open to the idea of having signage. That's again, huge win already. Great. Now we just got to figure out what's going to work. Very from good. A display wise.
The other thing I just wanted to point out to the commissioners is that they don't have a blade sign. Have you attempted or thought about installing a blade sign to advertise the company?
Could you define to me what that means?
I'm sorry. Sometimes I get mixed up and realize that folks don't do what I do on a daily basis. So a blade sign is basically a sign that it's hanging on the wall. And it kind of, it could be like a board that's projecting out, just kind of displaying your company and your logo. And, you know, you see them on Charles Street on Beacon Hill all the time. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
I mean, I could go back and that could be in addition to the sign on the windows as well. I mean, you've given me a lot of options, so that's good.
Great.
Good.
Yeah. Something to think about. So it sounds like commissioners that we're looking to continue this application until the next hearing.
Yes. I think you're right.
I appreciate it.
Okay. We should probably still take public comment just in case the public has any additional comments to add. Barb, you want to read that magical blurb that you're so good at?
Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing.
Great. So I don't see any hands up, but I'm just going to call on Lee just to make sure. Lee, any comments?
Thank you for accommodating my techno ineptitude raising my hand. Just from an architectural standpoint, there is no more historically resourced institution than the Handel and Haydn Society in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think they have a huge trove of musical images, instruments, musical notes, and so forth that they could draw upon that would highlight the historic nature both of their organization as well as this particular building. It is in a rather dark street, so adding some vibrancy, which also raises the profile of one of the most renowned institutions that in the city, which happens to be in our neighborhood, I think would be a huge contribution both to the Handel and Haydn as well as to the neighborhood. So I encourage continued discussions and creativity in terms of the final design.
Great. Thanks,
Edward. Thank you.
All right, so I guess we would just need a motion to continue.
I'll move.
Okay. Was that Susan that did that?
Well, Susan was second.
Okay. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes.
Great. Okay, I'll get you a copy of that recording, Lily, and then we'll see you next month, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Cool. All right. So the next order of business are the meeting minutes from the last hearing.
Yeah.
All right. Has everyone had a chance to review them?
I wasn't at the meeting, so.
I wasn't either.
Okay. So somebody, So Susan or Francois will have to vote regardless if they were not there, because we do need three votes. Okay. And in instances where we need three votes, you become able to vote, if that makes any sense.
So probably. If the people who were there say they're good, I'm good.
Good. What happened in the meeting. I approve.
Okay. I move to accept the minutes of the September 15th, 2021 meeting of the St. Botolph Area Architectural Conservation District Commission. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. So that passed, so we're good. No staff updates, except this is our last meeting of 2021. So we did it. So thanks, everyone.
As much as I'd love to meet old person, here's to virtual going through 2022. It's
fingers crossed.
I have to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was going to ask. Any idea?
Oh, so right now we're reading the writing on the wall. There's no telling what the governor will do.
Oh, I can't hear anything.
It is very likely that there may be some sort of digital
work.
Hang on 1 second.
The video doesn't work. Yeah. What are you watching?
Oh, that's the
Hey, all right. I don't know what that was. There is a possibility that we will have a digital component. So fingers crossed, it's really all dependent on Beacon Hill and what they decide. So that's it. Susan, I just wanted to introduce you to Doug. You met Doug at the 100 St. Batulf subcommittee.
Is there a place you can turn up the volume?
Well, we've done some emailing previously.
It's nice to put a face to the emails, Susan.
All right.
Welcome to Zoom.
Yeah.
So that's it. So we're good to go. If someone just wants to make a motion to adjourn, real quick. Sid, I don't know if you can hear me.
I can.
Okay, you can. So you're a little bit late, but don't worry. We did end up approving the application.
Thank God. I'm so sorry. I missed my time. I really apologize.
Don't worry about it.
I really appreciate it.
Okay. So you're all set. You can log off. Commissioners, all right. Commissioners, just a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And motion.
Okay.
Second.
All right. Cool.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. All right. Happy holidays, everybody. And we'll see you soon. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.